Dorothy Manigan really knows the value of taking time to build relationships between patients and their doctors and nurses.
We of the various wards, especially number 22, are very grateful and appreciative of your wonderful attention and consideration on our behalf.
She's reading the 1945 equivalent of a patient satisfaction survey, a handwritten note from a group of shattered troops whom she helped heal as an Army nurse just after World War II.
It really makes us feel as if we have come to a new world or have found a new life full of real beauty and happiness.
Manigan was chief nurse on a hospital ward at Fort Lewis in Tacoma, Washington, when former American POWs began arriving. They had just been released from Japanese prison camps. Some had amputations, some were malnourished or had experienced psychological trauma.
Our nursing instruction was listening and being with them at the bedside and sharing some of their concerns, what their family situation was, or where they needed someone to listen to them.
As a civilian nurse after the war, and now as a 93-year-old occasional patient, Manigan has watched as medicine changed, speeded up, and lost that personal connection.
There's so much more paperwork that seems to be going on. I mean, we had records to keep and all of that, but you did that afterwards.
But now her doctors at the Asheville VA Medical Center are trying to at least partly restore that personal connection by listening to those stories from 70 years ago. It's a new project called My Life, My Story. A former Associated Press reporter interviews the veterans, including Manigan, and writes up their stories and their medical records. It's part of a movement called Narrative Medicine. The VA, in the wake of its wait time scandal, is trying to pay more attention to what patients want and need.
And this is part of a larger VA initiative to enhance person-centered care and try to bring relationships back more to the forefront than they historically have been.
Primary care doctor Bruce Kelly oversees the program at the Asheville VA.
I think you'd find very little disagreement that, you know, our profession has lost its soul. And I think the big reason for that is that we've really lost a sense of how important relationships are.
The idea started at the Madison, Wisconsin VA Medical Center, and a pilot program expanded it to 6 more VA hospitals last year, including Asheville. Now, a dozen more, including Salisbury, are thinking about starting their own versions. Thor Ringler, the project's writer in Madison, helped pioneer the program.
The medical benefits of this are an increased sense of connection with your provider, and I believe that that's more likely to result in better care, better reporting of your own symptoms to your provider, more trust in your provider to share those symptoms, and greater sensitivity from the provider side about the experiences of the patient.
Now Ringler helps other VA hospitals plan versions of the program that work for them. The Asheville VA seeks out World War II veterans because it wants to document their stories before it's too late. One VA medical center in New York City focuses on female veterans.
So we work closely with sites that are thinking of implementing the program and try to work with them to come up with the model that suits their site best.
There haven't been any deep studies into the effects of the program yet, but Ringler says there are enough stories now, nearly 1,000 at his hospital alone, that the VA is planning to do some. One early survey showed that doctors feel reading the stories in medical charts is a good use of their time. Research elsewhere has shown that narrative medicine can reduce stress, strengthen immune response, and improve health in other ways. That's something the patients and caregivers 70 years ago at Fort Lewis seemed to understand, even without research.
God bless all Army nurses. Take it from men who know. Ward 22.
Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.